isn't a general name for a female horse, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
We had a Nellie and we had a Tom both.
Okay. All right. Learned something new today. Are you familiar with the term jackleg? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Kind of undesirable.
Okay. What is the name of the, what is the someone who represents one in court is called a what?
A lawyer.
Okay. And the person who presides over a court case is called a what?
Judge.
Okay. Can you tell me the various parts of, the sort of major parts of one's body? Maybe starting from this head up, the head down, I mean. Like, what would this be?
The hair.
Okay, and these?
The ears, nose, eyes, mouth, head, neck.
Okay.
Trunk.
Okay.
Arms.
All right.
Legs.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulders. Okay. I mean, I'm getting out of line here.
That's all right. That's all right.
Fingers, toes.
Okay. What about the place where your food goes?
Stomach.
And the things that you walk on?
Feet.
Okay. Another one that is the thing that your food goes down in, sort of the inner part.
It gets esophagus.
The part that you talk about getting hoarse sometimes.
Your neck.
Okay.
Windpipe.
And something that I have that not everybody has, but
whiskers.
Yeah.
Beard.
Yeah. Do you ever use an expression when you've eaten something that doesn't sit well with you, and you tell somebody that your what your problem is? You are.
Indigestion.
Yeah. There's an expression that people use that includes the word sick and it includes the word stomach. You know what I'm getting at there? Sick to my stomach or sick at my stomach or in my stomach. You ever use that at all? That's not something to use. I mentioned this a minute ago. When your throat is scratchy, you're talking, you might say it's what?
What, a frog in your throat?
Okay. Or a horse.
Yes.
Okay. Something that people get in their
arthritis.
Yeah. And what are these
rheumatism
things?
Rheumatism.
Yeah. What are these things like this and this and your knees? What are these called together?
Muscles.
Yeah. There's something that we call about them. They're joined together, so we call them
joints.
Yeah. You call arthritis anything else? You ever hear people call it something?
Well, there's a. I never really knew the difference between arthritis and rheumatism.
Yeah. Yeah, I've found a lot of people don't. And I don't.
I'm not a vet.
You ever heard people call it Arthur, old Arthur, or something like that? Like Arthur's come to visit me or something like that?
Now they have a saying for seniors that, that they go to bed with Arthur-itis. Wake up with, it's really silly.
Yeah. And it's something that happens to you when your appendix goes bad, when you have a bad appendix, is called what?
Appendicitis.
Yeah. Do you know what diphtheria is?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
It's a disease that you don't survive from.
Oh, eek. How do you pronounce it? I pronounced it one way. What is it?
Diphtheria.
Okay.
There was a lot of people that are buried in the Cripple Creek Cemetery that died of diphtheria.
Oh, really?
And smallpox.
So is it an older thing or is it still?
I think in...